Matt is with us. Hello, Matt.
Hello.
Welcome to The Naked Scientist. What can we do for you?
I have a question that I came up with a while ago. I recently bought some blue lasers online, and I was busy lasing things in my house just for fun. And I happened to hit a bag of cashews, and I noticed that they suddenly started glowing, like it left a streak. And then I started testing other things around the house, and I found out that peanut butter, almonds, cashews, and a few other things actually glowed after they were hit by the laser. Same thing like glow-in-the-dark paint or glow tape and things like that.
Did the glowing effect persist after you turn the laser off? Is that what you're saying?
The best result was peanut butter, which lasted for about a second and a half after I turned the laser off.
And I guess you're wondering, well, what's going on? Why am I seeing this?
Why are peanuts glowing in the dark?
Okay, well, what's going on with this is that, in fact, there was a paper that was published by some researchers in Athens about 7 or 8 years ago, and they were looking at things like olive oil. They also looked at some other nut oils. Their motivation for looking at the fluorescence properties of oils was because they wanted to try to come up with a test in order to prove that a sample of oil was authentic, because lots of people sell virgin olive oil, for example, and often it's a mixture of horrible old stuff with a few other bits and pieces to make it look nice and green and vibrant as though it is. So they wanted to know, if they were to shine light into the sample, would it interact with the light in a certain way in order to produce a sort of fingerprint fluorescence pattern or something that they could use as a marker? And they were really surprised to find, yes, it does. And so I think what's going on with your glowing nuts is that when you shine the blue laser light in, there are molecules in the nuts. Specifically, there will be oil molecules which absorb the energy in the blue light, and they then re-radiate or re-emit the energy shifted towards the green end of the spectrum, because that's what these people found in Athens, that these oils soak up the energy, and especially vitamin E soaks up energy in the blue end of the spectrum and re-emits it in the green. So it soaks up energy at about 450 nanometers, bluish, and re-emits at about 525, 530 nanometers, that's green. And as a result, you get this nice colour glowing coming through. So I think that's probably what you're seeing going on. Sarah?
Does that mean that if you used a red laser, you wouldn't get the same effect?
Probably, because the molecules are sensitive to the wavelength of blue light, and that's how the energy is inputted in the first place. But then after the laser is turned off, there's enough energy still in the molecule that it then, when it relaxes back to its original unexcited state, then re-emits the energy at the green wavelength. And that's what happens. Anyway, great question, and I hope that that was a good enough answer for you, Matt.